May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 952. 952. Beloved Saviour, faithful friend, the joy of all thy blood-bought train, in mercy to our aid descend, or else we worship thee in vain. Hymn 952.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, first from the Book of Psalms, reading Psalms 121 and 123, and then from the Book of Chronicles. Firstly then, Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of a mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with content. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those that are at ease and with contempt of the proud. Now please turn to the second book of Chronicles, chapter 20. The second book of Chronicles, chapter 20, reading as far as verse 21. And it came to pass, after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came out some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazzon Tamar, which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend for ever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary wherein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Joel, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God, and Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Jericho. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear ye, O Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established before his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Here then, we'll leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us now to pray. Kind and gracious, eternal Lord God. Dear Lord, we have just read our my dear servant Jehoshaphat approach unto thee. Lord, may we indeed do the same. Lord, that we may indeed come rightly before thee, bowing ourselves before thee, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand. Our Lord, and thou knowest how many here this evening hour, Lord, feel just like Jehoshaphat dead and the children of Judah. Why, and neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Our Lord, we do pray that thou art mercifully hear and answer them prayer. Dear Lord, thou hast indeed promised to regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And since, dear Lord, this word, this chapter, Lord, encourages us to pray, because, Lord, thou didst hear and answer the prayer of Jehoshaphat there on that occasion. Ah, Lord, and they did go forth, and they went forth singing praises unto the God of heaven. Oh, Lord, and thou knowest, there may be one or more here tonight, in such a place, such a condition, Lord, that, oh, how we need, Lord, to render praise and thanksgiving to thee of the mercies already had and received, that gives us strength and courage to believe that thou wilt yet appear, thou wilt yet answer, thou wilt yet send answers of peace. And, dear Lord, do graciously help us, we do humbly beg. Now, Lord, do help them, we pray. Lord, we ask thee to remember us here this evening hour. And know, it's, Lord, just how each one has come to chapel. Lord, and know it's the concern, has heard the prayers, the sighs, the cries, the groans, the falling of the tears, the upward glance of the eyes, when none but God was near. Dear Lord, we do pray, thou wilt be pleased to send answers of peace. Lord, that one another may go home. Lord, like those two did on that road to Emmaus, saying, did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? Dear Lord, then do graciously hear our prayer. Our Lord, but what again is also very, very concerning to us, if there should be, we don't know, Lord, if there should be anyone that's come in, Lord, is so cold, so dead, so unconcerned, not caring about these things, oh Lord, we do pray thou would not let them go home the same way. Oh, Lord, that it may be the appointed time that thou wilt meet with them. Lord, that thou wilt speak to their soul. Thou wilt call them out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. Oh, and that thou wilt, Lord, by and by reveal thyself to their souls as Saviour of sinners. Dear Lord, do then put forth thy hand. Stretch out thine hand, Lord, and save by thy grace. Ah, Lord, maybe, Lord, one, Lord, maybe then feeling like that. Ah, Lord, but do put forth thy hand and do save, we do beseech thee. Hear then our prayer. Ah, Lord, these, Lord, and many more, Lord, many, Lord, sadly have left the house of God and they no more attend. Oh, Lord, have mercy on their souls also. Lord, do bring them back. Dear Lord, some of them may be young, but Lord, some of them are old. Lord, and some of them may be connected to us by the ties of nature. Lord, and we think of one, Lord, near and dear by the ties of nature, past the 90 mark. Lord, dear Lord, do snatch as a brand from the burning. Do make a trophy of thy grace. There is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, thou art a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. Lord, do a rest by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, that reveal thyself to such, Lord, oh, as a Saviour, the one that delights in mercy, the one that pardons and forgives all sin and all iniquity, the one that's able to save to the uttermost. Lord, do help, do mercifully appear. Lord, we pray that then remember each and all. Our Lord, then knowest those that come then seeking a portion for their souls. Those, Lord, described, Lord Jesus, there, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those, Lord, whose souls are on the stretch to find Christ and to know him, whom to know is life eternal, who come crying, gracious Lord, incline thine ear and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never ceasing cry and give me Christ or else I die. O Lord, do hear such prayer. Lord, and that is also say, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Ah, Lord, there are those that do mourn, Lord. Lord, mourn the loss of a dear one. Lord, we pray thou would indeed comfort their hearts, so that, Lord, they do not mourn as those that mourn without hope. We thank thee, Lord, for the memory of these, Lord, that pass from time to eternity. Lord, we pray thy blessing to rest upon the bereaved. We do pray, our dear friend and brother, Lord, we pray for him and his family. Undertake for them, Lord, support them and be near them. But then, dear Lord, there's also those that mourn. Oh, they mourn because of their sin, because of their iniquities and transgressions. Oh, Lord, may they know comfort. May they know peace and pardon. May they know forgiveness. May they know that Jesus died for them. Lord, do graciously help. Do mercifully appear. Do help them now. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou remember each and all. We pray, Lord, for this little church and congregation. Do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity in a bond of peace. Lord, we pray thou remember each and all. Lord, as we would lovingly commend to thee the little ones, the children, Lord, and the young friends, Lord, do be gracious to them. Oh, Lord, indeed, may they have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. May they be early seekers and early finders of the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, that they may be found looking unto Jesus, Lord, praying to him, those simple prayers, but oh Lord, simple or not, oh Lord, as they come from the heart, we do pray that thou wilt bless. Lord, and we pray for the young friends, Lord. Lord, as they go forward in life, Lord, some in maybe further education at college or university, Lord, those stepping out into life, earning the bread that perisheth, Lord, we pray thy blessing to rest upon them. Go before them, Lord, provide for them, help them. Help them, Lord, to pray. Lord, and undertake for them, supply their every need, and be gracious, Lord. We know not, but some young ones here, Lord, oh, that thou would supply their need, that would find loved ones for them, Lord. Loved ones that are like mine, that they can go to the house of God in love and unity. Lord, do graciously help them. Provide then homes, provide employment, Lord, and be near. Oh, and pray, dear Lord, that help them to commit their way to Thee. And then, Lord, as those here are friends that hold office, Lord, undertake for them, bless them in their burdens, responsibilities, undertake and be near them, be very gracious. Lord, and there are those, Lord, that are at home, Lord, they're staying in, maybe staying in with the little ones. Lord, we pray Thou will bless them, Lord, and some, dear Lord, staying in because of age, infirmity and afflictions. Dear Lord, do remember, do graciously help. Pray, Lord, that Thou be near. And Lord, we ask Thee to remember all Thy people. We think of others, Lord, that are found in sickness and affliction's path. Put Thy hand upon them, heal them, restore them, raise them up, strengthen them. And pray, dear Lord, that Thou wilt help us to commit one another today. Some have been under a surgeon's hand of late. Lord, do remember them, do bless them. Lord, again, we also think of the Rowe family up in Ossett, Lord. They walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, support them, undertake for them. And then, dear Lord, there's others then that need Thee. Oh, dear Lord, do hear prayer. Make a way where there's no way. Bring down the great mountains of impossibility. Oh, Lord, bid the storm be still. And oh, that, Lord, as people might know that Thou art God, a prayer-hearing God. Dear Lord, do graciously help them. We do pray, dear Lord, that Thou remember and aid and bless Thy people then everywhere. Lord, as others, Lord, laid aside. Lord, as Thy servants, Lord, some of them are laid aside in poor and weak health. And we do thank Thee for the presence of one here tonight. Lord, do remember him and bless him, strengthen him, help him still to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. You may feel that his attempts are poor, but Lord, Lord, it's not what we think. We found that out, Lord, this morning. Ah, Lord, it's what Thou dost use, what Thou dost make of it. Oh, we pray Thou would use him, Lord, to Thine honour, glory, and Thy praise. Hear then prayer, we do pray. Lord, remember Thy servants as they come here to preach. Oh, they may come, dear Lord, with their seed basket full, Lord, and that there may be a portion for seven and also for eight, that none left out, Lord, that come seeking a portion for their souls. And again, may none be left out that don't come seeking a portion. Oh, dear Lord, do graciously hear prayer. We ask Thee, Lord, to remember those that rule over us. Undertake for them. Conduct them, Lord, in the affairs of state. Work mightily and graciously in their hearts. Change their hard hearts, Lord, if it could please Thee. And dear Lord, do mercifully hear and answer prayer. Lord, and there's the international scene, Lord, and there's those poor people in Afghanistan. Lord, do mercifully appear for them. Oh, overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions, we pray. Lord, and do graciously help. Lord, there are still, as we're given to understand, there's still many there that want to escape that land. Oh, Lord, become refugees somewhere in this world. Lord, do make a way for them. Ah, Lord, we do pray that appear. Lord, there's others in other lands. There's Africa, India. There's poverty, there's famine, there's death, there's disease. Appear. Bless, Lord, those societies, Lord, that attend them and help them. And, dear Lord, do hear us. Lord, we thank thee for all the kindness we have, the blessings we enjoy, the favours, our food and drink, our roof over our heads, our beds to lie on, comforts abound. Lord, thy mercies are truly very great and many. Oh, we often think, Lord, we go to our tap, there we have clean water, and that's not so in other parts of the world. So, Lord, may we have true and thankful hearts for these and all thy mercies to us. For as one rightly said, for mercies countless are the sands which daily I receive. And, Lord, we do daily receive thy mercies. Oh, then you're immortal and great is thy faithfulness. And, dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Pardon all we ask amiss. Make up in giving where we so fail. But dear Lord, do come now. Lord, we're a poor, poor man. We need thy great help. And we look to thee. And we plead with thee to come once more and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 990. Jesus, now thyself reveal, manifest thy love to me, make me Saviour, make me feel, all my soul's delight in thee. Hymn 990.
in dependence upon the Lord. For all needed help, I would ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Psalms, number 121, and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. We are not told here who is the writer of this psalm. We're told it's a song of degrees. Regarding the writer, in that respect, it really is immaterial. It is the daily concern, exercise of God's dear people that will indeed say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. That does not mean, of course, that we look up to the hills that surround us. Don't have many hills around this part of the country anyway. But you go to various other parts, the Downs or to Cornwall or Wales or something, we have hills. But the psalmist is not speaking about those hills. He's speaking about here, this, my friends, of looking up unto the hill, lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help, looking to Zion, to the God of heaven, the God of heaven that hears and answers prayer, that regards the prayer of the destitute, doesn't despise his prayer, her prayer. Oh, and he says, and I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. I believe this also, that it sets forth here is one that is exercised about a matter. Oh, and there's very many matters that exercise God's dear people in the course of their lifetime as they're spared, yes, and they come into various spots and places where they need help, but they know that that help must come from God. Why, yes, and what did the Lord say to us by his servant David in Psalm 89, I believe it is. I think I've got it right. It was David, but never mind. It was, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. And yes, and dear sinners, yes, taught by divine grace, seek to know that help that comes from that mighty one. Yes, Jesus is a mighty Saviour. Helpless souls, I hear a friend. He has borne their misbehaviour, and his mercy knows no end. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Well, it is very evident from this that the dear psalmist in time past, yes, has had help coming from God, coming from above. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Yes, you know, sometimes we have to say this, do we not? That my help must come from God. Why, the dear the dear apostle writes to us here, I believe it is in the Hebrews, and in the last chapter he says this to us, does he not? That there is this. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Oh yes, friends, and you know, we get into these spots and these places, oh, and we sometimes think that we just cannot go on. Have you been there lately, dear soul? You just cannot go on. But at the same time, you cannot give up. And I'll tell you something else, dear soul. If you and I are amongst the Lord's people, he won't let you give up. And dear soul, you will be brought to this. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You know, that prayer of that dear woman just comes to mind. You know, she'd got this poor, demented daughter at home, hadn't she? Oh, and she comes to the Lord Jesus and pleads with him. Yes, oh, thou son of David. Yes, let's just turn to it. Make sure we quote it correctly. Why, she says that that this daughter of hers, my daughter, behold, a woman, Canaan, came out of the same coast, cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She's looking up unto the hills. She's looking up unto the hills. She's looking unto the God of heaven. She's come to Jesus. Yes, you see, she's come to her wit's end, hasn't she? She's come to her wit's end. She doesn't know what else to do. Sinner. Poor soul. Have you come to wit's end corner? I will look up unto the hills, whence cometh my help. Why would she say, have mercy on me, O Lord, our son of David, my daughter. He answered her not a word. You know, what does the hymn writer say? I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Why, it's his name, it's his honour, his glory that's at stake, is it not? It is indeed. Yes. Oh, dear darling, he answers her not a word. You know, she doesn't take umbrage, does she? She doesn't say, well, I spoke to him and asked him and he had nothing to do with me, so I'm going. And I think no more to do with him. No, she stays here because she knows in her heart of hearts there is nowhere else she can get relief. And perhaps, dear soul, that's where you are tonight. And the Lord answered, and he answered not a word. His disciples came, besought him, send her away. She crieth after us. Oh, and why? What was he doing? What are these disciples doing? Send her away. Was this selfishness? They're stopping the Lord having conversation with them? Was it a despising? She's a nuisance. I wish to God there were some more people that are a nuisance tonight. God said, send her away. But he said, I'm not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know, you read elsewhere in these Gospels, Luke I think it is, Mark also, the Lord was about to feed 5,000 people. And all there was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he comes to Philip, and he said, and it reads like this. He asked him, what are we going to do? Feed? And but he himself knew what he would do. Yes, artist, oh. And he knew what he would do with this dear woman. And he knows what he'll do with you and I. He's too wise to err and oh, too good to be unkind. His whole, he has promised to regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. And here's a woman then at her wit's end. The daughter's grievously vexed. Oh, but she came, you see. Oh, and out comes this blessed prayer. It wasn't long, was it? No. But where did it come from? Right out of her heart. That's where it came from. Right out of her heart. Yes, oh, is that where your prayer comes tonight? Is it where your prayer's been coming out all today? Lord, help me. This is looking up unto the hills, is it not? From whence cometh my help? And he answered, not meat to take the children's bread, cast it to dogs. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Oh, woman, oh, how lovely this is. Oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Dear child, is that the answer you want tonight? Is that the answer you want tonight? O woman, O man, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Yes, dear soul, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. This poor woman went home and her daughter was healed and restored in a right mind. Yes, dear soul, there is nothing too hard for God-given faith to believe it. I say that purposely, God-given faith, not some self-manufactured faith. Oh, that faith that comes from above, that looking up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You know, this dear woman could say amen to this verse, couldn't she? She could indeed. Oh, that you and I might be able to say amen to this verse as well. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Oh, why? Yes, this arm we read just now, there from Chronicles, didn't we? Oh, and here we've got dear Jehoshaphat. Yes, and why, what a remarkable account it is. And I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. But this thought, we read this account, but this thought just come to mind. You know, there's dear Hezekiah. Yeah. Why, and what is the Sennacherib threatening to invade the land, and also there's been a message from God. set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And what did it do? Why, this is what it did. It caused Hezekiah to turn his face toward the wall. He was on a bed of affliction. Oh, and sometimes God's people are found there on the bed of affliction. And they've known what this word is. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Turn to the Lord. There's been a sigh, there's been a cry, there's been a groan. There's been a Lord, help me. Oh, and how the Lord has mercifully appeared. From whence cometh my help? I go back, I suppose, 30 years plus. When I was low in affliction with ME. Oh, and I so well remember one particular weekend when I felt, well, to be honest, I felt I was about to die. I felt so weak. And I so well remembered, it's almost as if I can hear that voice again. The Lord spoke that this affliction is not unto death, but for the glory of God. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. And you know, dear soul, and when you and I get a visit like that, there's a lifting up of our eyes to the hills, from whence cometh our help. And like dear Hezekiah, there's a note of praise and thanksgiving unto the God of heaven. And what did dear Hezekiah say? Why, it was this, was it not? Why, he says, behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul. Yes, you see, it comes out, doesn't it? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Why, again, you know, there's dear David. I don't know why I'm rambling around like this tonight, but there's dear David. And he's come to see his brethren at the battle, at the war. And Goliath appears and starts calling out. And David wants to know what it's all about. Well, you know, David said to Saul, I will go and fight Goliath. But you're only a lad. He's a man of war. Yeah. But God, that delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion, will deliver me out of this Philistine. Why? And I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And yes, and as you and I know, by the reading of God's word, Saul gives him his armour. David puts it on. What he thought of himself, we're not told. But no, I can't go with this. I can't go with all this clobber. Notice, we have to go totally, utterly dependent upon the Lord. Thy whole depends on me fix, nor entertain a thought thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Yes. Oh, and what did he say to Goliath, who was spoke very disdainfully to him, didn't he? Am I a dog? He thought, this little lad coming before him, I'll soon sort him out. Yes. But David said to him, didn't he? That you come to me. Thou comest to me. With all this. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air. That's what the Philistine said to David, wasn't it? But David said, thou comest to me with sword, with spear, with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord, not me, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thee the carcass of the hosts of the Philistines this day, the fowls of the air, and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Yes, that there is a God in Israel. And dear soul, he still lives, he still reigns. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Whatever your trial, trouble, difficulty, distress may be tonight, dear soul, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Yes, and why, and poor sinners then find their help coming from the Lord. Oh, and how they bless and praise his great and holy name for his many, many mercies and favours and blessings. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Yes, David said his help was coming from the Lord, didn't he? You know, go back again then to Jehoshaphat. Why, he didn't know what to do. Again, he was at the end of his tether, wasn't he? He didn't know what to do. Poor soul. Yes, sometimes a poor soul, a sinner, may not what to do. Maybe in some path of providence. But let's come to these things, the path of grace, the path of mercy, of salvation, the what Lord's dealing with your poor, never dying soul and mine. Yes, he didn't know what to do. But he said this, but our eyes are upon thee. Yes, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul encouraged by thy word, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. You know, quoting that reminds me, as it's written there, regarding Jonah. Where was he? He was in the whale's belly. And there's only one way that Jonah's coming out of that whale's belly, and that's by the mighty hand of God. Yes. And what did he say? I will look once more toward thy holy temple. Salvation is of the Lord. And is there a poor sinner here tonight? Yes. That feels to be like Jonah, cast out with the weeds wrapped around thy head. Yes. Are you going to be a Jonah? And are you going to look once more toward his holy temple? Yes, oh, he is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. When Jonah was there in the bottom of the ocean, in the whale's belly, but he prayed. He prayed to the God of heaven. Was it read back here? Forget the lady's name. Thou God seest me. My friends, and God saw Jonah in the whale's belly. And God heard Jonah out of the whale's belly. He regards the prayer of the destitute and he doesn't despise their prayer. It just shows, dear friend, the mighty power, divine ability of our God, that there is nothing too hard for him, able to save to the uttermost, able to save from the uttermost, able to make a way where there is no way. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? You read there. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah on dry land. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Again, why, there's Daniel, isn't there? Is there a Daniel here tonight? When I say that, is there one here, as it were, has been cast into the den of lions? Or where, Daniel was cast into the den of lions because of those other presidents were jealous of Daniel's position. Because the king Darius favoured Daniel more than he did them. Is that your problem, soul? Is that your difficulty, dear soul? That others are jealous of your position and your cast, as it were, into the den of lions? Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee from the mouth of the lions. That's what Darius said. That's what King Darius said to Daniel. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. I will look up unto the hills. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And Daniel's help that night came from God, did it not? How the Lord stopped the lions. There's no sign of any danger, anything of no, they done Daniel no hurt. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Dear soul, these trials, they may not be comfortable. But dear soul, at the same time, they may not hurt. They may not hurt. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Yes. Why, Daniel, what did he say? O king, live forever. Yes. See, his help would come from God. O Daniel, is thy God able to deliver thee from the mouth of the lions? Yes, my dear friend, Daniel's God is able. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. This thought has just come to my mind. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. You know, the children of Israel, here they were. And the Amalekites are coming against them. And Joshua's fighting the battle. And Moses is there with his rod. And he's there up on top of the hill. And he lifts up the rod and Israel prevails. But poor Moses got tired. His arms ached. And he let down the rod. And the Amalekites prevailed. And so, yes, Aaron and Hur, I believe I've got that correct, they came and they sat him on a stone. Oh, and the one side and one the other, and they held up Moses' arms, yes, with a rod in his hand, and Israel prevailed. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Yes, dear soul. Ah, yes. Prayer is the weapon of the feeble and weakest souls can wield it best. My help cometh from the Lord. Ah, yes, and I've no doubt that God's dear servant present with us tonight and many more will often say, oh, yes, you know, say, you've been helped. That may be true and is true, I trust, many times. But, you know, my help coming from the Lord. Yes. And that's where it's got to come. Friends, if God's servants' help don't come from the Lord, it's not going to do your soul and theirs or anybody else's any good. The Lord is going to have all the honour, glory and all the praise. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Oh, and there's various situations in your life and mine. Yeah. And dear, some of you dear younger friends here, yes, when you went into that classroom to take that exam, was that not your prayer? Lord, help me. And dear soul, and did you say this when you came out? When you got the result you wanted? My help coming from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. And did you see? And it says, which made heaven and earth. Which the Lord is my help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Oh, yes, friends, you know, he spake this world into being. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Oh, yes, you read those early chapters in Genesis, the creation. Oh, friends, what amazing work there is. Oh, yes. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Ah, which made heaven and earth. Ah, yes, dear soul, and God's dear people. Ah, yes, you see, they have their... they had their sights set on the first here, heaven. My help cometh from the Lord. Something else just come to mind. I'm sorry if it's a bit of a ramble, but I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? Dear old, you that think you don't know how to pray. I say that purposely. You that think you don't know how to pray. Well, let's see if you know how to pray or not. What did, again, the apostle write to us here in Hebrews 11? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Is old, if you didn't know how to pray, you wouldn't go to the Lord in prayer. You wouldn't shut the closet door, because there would be no point, because you don't believe there's a God. But you do believe there's a God, so that's why you go to the Lord in prayer. Yes, and prayer's the weapon of the feeble. I've already quoted it once. The prayer's the weapon of the feeble, and weakest souls can wield it best. You might say, Lord, teach me to pray. And it's what you read there in Hezekiah again. By these things men live. And it's here a little, and it's there a little. Teach me to pray. We spoke about Peter this morning, didn't we? That lesson he learned there when he denied his Lord, where some of us have been, where we've been disobedient to God's word. Why, what has it taught us? It's taught us to pray. Yes, the prayer that's been squeezed out of your heart and mine. Squeezed out. Because you're at the end of your tether. You're at your wit's end. And how the Lord mercifully hears such prayers. Yes, he hears such prayers. What did the Lord say to dear Moses there at the backside at the desert there where he met him? Israel, they've been praying. And the Lord says this, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Yes, he has seen, he's heard, and he knows all about it. But I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Prayer's the weapon then of the feeble. And he says, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Yes, and when thou canst no deliverance see, this glorious man, thy peace shall be. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Friends, that you and I may often give sweet, gracious testimony to this blessed, glorious truth. Give him all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 1000. Ye tempted and tried, to Jesus draw nigh. He suffered and died your wants to supply. Trust him for salvation, you need not to grieve. There's no condemnation to them that believe. Hymn number 1000.
Forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Pray, dear Lord, thy blessing on thy word can be thy heavenly mind. Our Lord, we've got thy promise that thy word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that whereto that pleases send it. Oh, may it be sent into some poor soul's heart so that thy name is praised. Take us home now to a respective place of abode, peace and safety, whether the journey be long or short, and now may the grace the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and always. Amen.